Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department says three men have been charged in an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Trump and other Americans. For the first time since losing the election with Vice President Kamala Harris, VP candidate Tim Walz is speaking out, telling supporters he's proud of the campaign.
I'm grateful for her leadership and forever grateful for her friendship.
Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi also speaking out in a new podcast interview with the New York Times. She talks about President Biden's exit from the race, saying if he had left sooner, there could have been an open primary. ABC Deputy Political Director Avery Harper.
There are lots of talk within the Democratic Party and Democratic circles that electability might have been a question. And of course, I think the most important thing for the Democratic Party now is trying to figure out what they're going to do going forward.
In Southern California, fire crews getting a break today from those Santa Ana winds, fueling the mountain fire in Ventura County this week. More than 20,000 acres have burned since Wednesday. This is ABC News. Teachers in Gloucester and Beverly, Massachusetts are on strike. Both unions have similar demands: smaller class sizes, higher wages, and paid parental leave. Teachers are aware that these walkouts are illegal under state law.
This is not what we wanted to do. We really didn't want to be at this place.
7,000 students are affected by the strike. It's monkey business for a second day in a South Carolina town after dozens of primates escaped from a research lab.
At least 43 rhesus macaque monkeys still on the loose in Yamasee, South Carolina, after the animals escaped from a research laboratory Thursday. The furry fugitive slipped out when an employee accidentally left the door open. Authorities have been swinging into action, setting up traps and using thermal imaging to find the missing monkeys. Police say the young escapees are harmless but skittish. Locals advised to stay indoors. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell, where they do things the right way. Look for partly cloudy and cool conditions tonight with a low of 35, mostly sunny with drizzle early tomorrow, turning to spotty light rain by late afternoon, high 54, and occasional scattered showers and patchy fog tomorrow night with a low of 44. Currently in Richland Center, it's clear outside and our current temperature is 50 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now meteorologist Brittany Merlo says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week, and now those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition, and 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
Have you ever heard of CocoRoz? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in the state and even throughout the country. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds, working together to measure and map precipitation. While a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. CocoRoz is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, and anyone can be a part of it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up for. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the news tab, select weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges.
After winning his second term in Congress, Republican Derek Van Orden says he's hoping to work with Democrats on key issues like the Farm Bill and Veterans Affairs. Van Orden told selected media in a video call that he's not willing to let the dairy industry fail either here or in the U.S., so the Farm Bill is his priority to work on. Van Orden defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook by 4 points in the state's 3rd congressional district in this week's election. That's the same margin he won by over Brad Paff 2 years ago. Senator Joan Ballweg released the following statement today after the results of the November 5th election. With the support of my family, friends, and neighbors and colleagues, I am proud to have served the communities of South Central Wisconsin as both a representative and senator in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Throughout my time in the legislature, I emphasized and valued the services that my office provided to our neighbors in the 41st Assembly District and the 14th Senate District. I'm thankful for the opportunity to work with legislative members from both sides of the aisle and governors from both parties to enact policies that benefit the children and families of Wisconsin, support the mental health needs of our state, and fight for the industries that are critical to the district and our state's economy, namely agriculture and tourism. It was an honor for me to serve on legislative leadership in both houses as a member and chair of legislative committees, on the Joint Committee on Finance, and to serve on regional and national organizations, including as regional and national chair of the Council of State Governments, a 3-branch national organization. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of the 14th Senate District on Wisconsin. Voters in many parts of Wisconsin were deciding on more than who will represent them. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed, highlighted by Madison passing 2 questions for a total of $607 million. State Superintendent Jill Underley said that too many communities were forced to ask for more local property tax dollars to simply pay the bills, and that the state legislature has underfunded public education in Wisconsin for too long. Underley said that the next biennial budget is another opportunity for Wisconsin legislators to properly fund school districts. Both the 120 districts going to referendum and the 138 questions asked on ballots are records. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There were several school referendums in the area Tuesday. Among those that passed, the Ithaca School District passed an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. The Lafarge School District passed an operational referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $300,000 for 3 years for a total of $900,000. The Iowa Grant School District passed a $1.2 million operational budget, and the Wisconsin Dell School District passed a $4.5 million capital referendum. Both referendums for the Madison Metropolitan School District passed. The operational referendum will give the district $100 million, and the capital improvement referendum will give the district $507 million. The Reedsburg School District had split results Tuesday. Voters approved a $14 million facilities referendum for improvements at its high school, but rejected the district's $16 million non-recurring operational referendum request. And residents in the Baraboo School District said no to an $85.7 million capital facilities referendum. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to report any black bear den locations across Wisconsin to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each bear management zone, and these estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models used in each zone. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. The study will be entering its fourth year of surveying occupied dens in the Wisconsin Bear Range. The research team will take den reports statewide, but is looking for more dens to survey in bear management zones C, D, and E, which cover central and western Wisconsin. The public is encouraged to report as much information as possible about occupied black bear dens without approaching or disturbing them. Public reporting is essential to this project. Bear dens aren't frequently found, so it is important that people report them to the DNR when they do. Reporting dens helps the DNR meet the sample size requirements for the study and increases the accuracy of the black bear population estimate. Helpful information to report to the bear research team includes GPS coordinates, a photo of the den, ideally showing it in relation to its surroundings from a safe distance, a description of the site and surrounding area, any information on the bear and bear activity near the site. DNR staff will collect biological data from these dens, including sex, age, weight, and body measurements. Mother bears or sows will be outfitted with a GPS collar. Collars help staff learn more about bear foraging behavior and locate the sows in the following years. Revisiting the sows will help staff determine the reproductive success of each sow, such as her litter frequency, litter size, and the survival rates of the cubs. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey team will continue to survey dens for the next 4 to 5 years. Over that time, the team hopes to get 100 collars out across the bear management zones, with approximately 20 collars per zone. To report a known black bear den, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. A former Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant is accused of embezzling funds from the department. David Remaker will face a misconduct in office charge for allegedly stealing over $5,000 taken during asset forfeiture when he makes an initial appearance in December. The State Department of Justice started the investigation in January when Remaker allegedly walked off with a seat cover during an event in Oshkosh. That eventually led the DOJ to discover the rest of the alleged embezzlement. He was put on administrative leave and left the department at the end of the month. Sheriff Dan Hartwig says the incident is isolated to Remaker and no one else in the department is implicated. Members of the Kickapoo High School student body will be presenting a variety show tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. Various types of shows have been performed at the school over the past few years. This year's variety show is a fresh idea. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
We kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
The theme of the show is Can't Stop the Feeling from the movie Trolls, but the students have chosen a wide variety of music.
They kind of have their own free range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from Eras of the Crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman, and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
Catherine Miller likes how the variety show gives more students the opportunity to showcase their talents, which may have not been possible in a musical stage production.
musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it and what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
The Kickapoo High School Variety Show will be held tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Performances will be at 7 both nights. Everyone is welcome to attend and enjoy the great music performances. You are also welcome to sing along. Admission to the event is free will offering, with half of the donations going to the food pantry. The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School will be presenting Grease, the School Edition, tonight through Sunday in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Grease is a successful Broadway musical that was made into a 1978 movie, which is still popular today. The story is set in the 1950s at Rydell High, featuring the two main characters, Sandy, played by Maddie Muller, and her love interest, Danny, portrayed by Grayson Banker.
It's a very different role than anything I've done before. It's been really fun fitting into it. And it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Along with Sandy and Danny, many supporting actors and crew members help make this musical an entertaining production to see.
We've got about 40 actors and actresses, and then about 10 on our stage crew. It's definitely a big step up from last year. It's helped us a lot. Having that stage crew, you know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us, and having those numbers, it's great.
The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School production of Grease School Edition will be performed in the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Tom Even.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of rural Richland Center, died yesterday. A funeral mass will be held Saturday, November 16th at 11 o'clock at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center next Friday, November 15th, from 4 until 6:45, with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville Saturday, November 16th, from 10 to 11, with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of rural Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including commercial and residential snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. 475-3973.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. TGIF. The weekend is finally here, and it's been a bright end to the week. We had a ton of sunshine that we got to sit pretty underneath of and comfortable too. High temperatures reached 60 degrees, which is unseasonable for November. With calm winds this evening, they're going to shift out of the east tonight. A few more clouds roll in, becoming partly cloudy and cool as lows fall to the mid-30s. However, the next system is sitting on our doorstep, making for a dark, damp, and drearier weekend ahead. We may be waking up to some sunshine tomorrow morning, but more and more clouds build in, becoming mostly cloudy with drizzle possible. That turns into spotty shower chances by late afternoon and into some scattered showers and patchy fog through the evening. That'll continue to linger into our Sunday and then finally kick on out of here by midday. But it'll leave us with mostly cloudy skies still, and highs all weekend long in the mid-50s. Winds start to get breezy, becoming feisty on Monday out of the north. It tries to pull our temperatures to the low 50s, but we'll be under partly sunny skies, and the sun kind of counteracts that. We'll continue to see sunshine into Tuesday, and then more showers start to push in late Tuesday night and into our Wednesday. Midweek, we've got that rain likely, tapering down by Wednesday afternoon. That system clears on out of here, leaving us with some sunshine on Thursday, breezy winds, and cooler temperatures. Highs on Monday start in the mid-50s, and by Thursday are in the low 50s. And I will give you a heads up, there is another system right on the back doorstep of that one, and that could be dragging in some bitterly cold air. So, if you want to take this weekend to prep your house and get it winterized and things like that, I suggest to do so. It's not like we're going to have a washout this weekend. Honestly, we're only looking at a tenth of an inch of rainfall to maybe a quarter of an inch. You can still get things done. And the same goes for the system on Wednesday. Really, just a tenth of an inch to another quarter of an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 47 degrees after a daytime high of 62 and a morning low of 30. Yesterday's high was 55 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1999 is 76 degrees with a record low of 6 below set back in 1991. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 41. Sunset already took place tonight and that was at 4:43 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:47. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.23, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 47 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. High school football continues this evening. Level 3 tournament play in the WIAA Boys Football Tournament is taking place this evening. And in Division 7, it will be River Ridge at Potosi-Cassville. And the winner of that contest will take on the winner of the Johnson Creek at Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic game next week. In Division 6, it's Belleville at Lancaster, and the winner of that contest will go on to take on the winner of the Lamira at the Cedar Grove, Belgium game. In Division 5, it will be Prairie du Chien hosting Milwaukee Academy of Science, and the winner of that contest will go on to take on the winner of the Lake Country Lutheran at Stratford game. In Division 4, it's Aquinas at Columbus. Actually, Aquinas is hosting Columbus, and then you'll go on to take on the winner of the Lake Mills at Racine St. Catharines game. In Division 3, it will be Mount Horeb Barneveld at Catholic Memorial, and they'll take on either Wisconsin Lutheran or New Berlin West. And in that game, it's New Berlin West hosting Wisconsin Lutheran this evening. And in Division 2, it's either the winner of the Milton and Badger game will be taking on the Homestead at Slinger game. Also, eight-player football is going on this evening. Actually, they are in the semifinals for the eight-player football tournament. And games that will be going on this evening include Highland hosting Owen Withy. Both teams are number one ranked, but it's going to be played at Owen Withy. And then also Northwood Solon Springs will be taking on Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. And so the winners of those two games will go on to the championship game next week. And in volleyball, the state tournament is going on for high school volleyball. And in today's games, it was Barron defeating Lake Country Lutheran in Division 3, 3-2, and Aquinas beat Bonduel 3-0. In Division 2, it was Luxembourg Casco defeating St. Thomas More 3-0, and Catholic Memorial defeated Shawano 3-0. And in Division 1 today, Hamilton defeated Menominee Falls 3-1, and Divine Savior Holy Angels defeated McGuanago 3-0. So tomorrow's championship games include in Division 5, it'll be Columbus Catholic taking on Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. In Division 4, it will be Regis taking on the Manitowoc Lutheran in Division 3. Barron will be facing Aquinas in Division 2. It will be the winners, Luxembourg Casco, taking on Catholic Memorial. And in Division 1, Hamilton will be taking on Divine Savior Holy Angels. Also in soccer today, it's Waukesha West. They defeated DeForest 2-1, and Elkhorn defeated Homestead 1-0. Both games were Division 2 games.
Someone once said, "All my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwarz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwarz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote. That is all chips and no air.
A big second-half performance powered the Bucks to a 123-100 victory over the Utah Jazz last night. That ended a six-game losing streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard did the heavy lifting again, combining for 65 points. Antetokounmpo had a double-double with 31 points and 16 rebounds, and Milwaukee connected on 15 of 35 three-point attempts and outscored the Jazz 66-39 in the third and fourth quarters. The next test is tougher, with the NBA champion Boston Celtics visiting Milwaukee on Sunday. And 6'4 senior guard Max Kleizmit led the Badgers to a 79-67 non-conference win over Montana State last night. Kleizmit scored 26 points while connecting on 6 of 11 three-pointers. Wisconsin was again deadly from the free throw line. After hitting 16 of 16 in the season opener, it was good on 20 of 21 against the Cougars. The visitors kept the score close in a back-and-forth first half and saw 10 lead changes. And the Badgers go for a third straight win when the Appalachian State comes to Madison on Sunday. And be sure to keep it tuned to WRCO 100.9 FM. Coming up at 6:30, we'll have a report about the upcoming high school football tournament games. So that'll be with Travis Wilson. Phil will be talking to Travis Wilson. And then coming up at 10 o'clock tonight will be Football Friday Night. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Shop Black Friday deals early at JCPenney. Kick off the weekend with women's boots, now $19.99 a pair. Clean up on Home Expressions bath towels, only $2.99 each. Plus, bundle up the fam and outerwear starting at just $17.99. Shop thousands of deals all weekend long at real Black Friday prices. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles 11/8 through 11/10. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Soybeans and corn were higher Friday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming is in your DNA and Stein's as well. They offer seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans closed higher. The USDA lowered production yield and ending stocks from October, but all still should be up on the year. South American production was unchanged, with Brazil's soybean exports slightly higher. January beans were up 4 at 10.30 and a quarter. March was 6 higher at 10.43 and a half. December soybean meal was down $2.30 at $2.96.20. December soybean oil was up 45 points at $48.77. Corn was higher. Production was down modestly on the month and year due to lower yield, which led to a cut in ending stocks. No changes for South American corn production either, but Brazil's exports were reduced slightly. December corn was 3.5 higher at 4.31, and March was up 3.75 at 4.44 and a quarter. And wheat was mixed, mostly lower. U.S. wheat ending stocks were above a month ago on higher imports, with minimal changes to global stocks and production. Production cuts for Argentina, the European Union, and Russia were more than canceled out by gains for a handful of other nations. December Chicago did close a penny higher at 572.5. December Kansas City was 4.75 lower at 564.25. December Minneapolis wheat on Friday was 4.75 lower at 597.75. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply, pressured by cash and wholesale business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. December live was down 212 at 183.70, and February was 212 lower at 185.30. January feeders were down 290 at 241.42. March feeders were 287 lower at 239.37. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the conflicting end of the week cash and wholesale fundamentals. December lean was down 77 at 80.42, and February was down 47 at 84.82. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit Compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
A light direct cash cattle trade developed later than day Friday. Live deals in the South are marked at $187, $3 below the previous week's weighted averages. Live business in Nebraska Friday was at $188. There was a light dress trade reported on Thursday at $294. That's also $3 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.53 at $309.28. Select was 53 cents lower at $279.19. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 336 with a weighted average of 81.64. Pork values closed sharply higher at 442 at 102.38. Bellies jumped more than $19. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up nearly 33,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Tim Suckox for Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. UTVs, mowers, truck, tools, household, and much, much more. Online only auction ending November 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020. We have buyers, or go to www.timsuckoxrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield.
Along with USDA lowering expectations for this year's corn and soybean crops, they raised most of their 2024 protein production projections. Beef now seen at just over 27 billion pounds, 25 million higher. Pork slightly less at 28 billion pounds, 90 million lower. More news after this.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Agricultural economist Brian Basting with Advanced Trading says the October crop insurance prices are not favorable for producers, and the low averages of the December futures removed the market's floor.
This year, the vast majority of producers are not going to get an indemnity. Not all, but the vast majority, because the yields have been so high. That crop is vulnerable to the downside. The last backstop, if you will, was the October crop insurance harvest price.
Lou Del Orco with the Army Corps of Engineers St. Louis District says recent rain in the Midwest has helped improve the flow of the Mississippi River, and water levels have changed drastically since early last week.
They're up around 10 on the St. Louis gauge. And it was a significant jump because we were at about minus 2.
Kyle Kunkler with the American Soybean Association says keeping ag issues in front of Congress during the lame duck session is critical. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Follow the four R's of nutrient stewardship. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. Growers in many areas have finished up their fall nitrogen applications, and Koch Agronomic Services says they need to be sure they're getting the most from their investments. On this episode, an agronomy expert discusses the importance of using the four R's of nutrient stewardship as a guide. More coming up.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient ProNitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Lotch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says the four R's of nutrient stewardship are right fertilizer source, right rate, right time, and right place.
With respect to right source, anhydrous ammonia is the most common choice for fall applied fertilizer because it contains a high level of nitrogen, 82%, and that ammonium nitrogen in anhydrous binds to the soil particles and helps to reduce leaching. It's a very efficient fertilizer and highly compatible with nitrification inhibitors, which makes it a truly cost-effective and reliable option. for applying nitrogen in the fall that will be there for the crops the following spring. When you add a nitrification inhibitor like Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer to your anhydrous ammonia, Centuro will protect against losses and increase the efficiency of that fertilizer. Determining the right nitrogen rate is really critical, and we would encourage you to always refer to your local land grant recommendations for determining what the right rate might be, because applying too much nitrogen can really lead to over-fertilizing and nitrogen losses, which ultimately results in inefficient use of resources, waste, and it's a fine line. It's a balancing act because using too little carries a high risk of reduced crop yields. But what we like to say at Koch is more unstabilized nitrogen is never the right answer. What we like to advocate instead is use the right rate, stabilize, and use it with confidence that that nitrogen is going to be there when the plant needs it the most. We need to make sure we're monitoring soil and air temperatures and considering post-harvest soil conditions as we're thinking about what is the optimal time for fall nitrogen applications. It's really important to delay those applications, if at all possible, until air and soil temperatures, soil specifically, is below 50 degrees Fahrenheit with continued cooling expected. Placement is a tricky business. With anhydrous, we're always going to have to place the product below the soil surface because it does volatilize as a gas if we get too close to the soil surface. So we want to make sure we've got adequate soil moisture and that we are placing anhydrous below the soil surface at an adequate depth of around 6 to 8 inches.
Visit CokeAgronomicServices.com to connect with your local Koch rep or retailer. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace.
We're gonna make it. was scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. She said, I pissed off, would your mom be if we walked in there and you married me? Never made it through them old doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview mirror. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview mirror. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes.
That was Bailey Zimmerman with Holy Smokes on Country and Community. Good evening, Tim Thede here. I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock this evening. Yes, believe it or not, on a Friday night, 8 o'clock, I'll be here this evening. That's because high school football, the area, our local teams that we usually broadcast are out of tournament action, so we will be bringing you some great music, but not to worry. We'll help bring you some more high school info coming up shortly here. I'll let you know about what's coming up here on WRCO. I just, first of all, want to let you know our time is 5:53, and our temperature is 45 degrees, according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. And hopefully you're having a great Friday evening and looking forward to the weekend. It's supposed to be pretty nice the way it looks like. Maybe some spotty light rain in the afternoon on Saturday. But other than that, temperature's up around 50, 60 degrees. Not too bad for the 8th day of November. And yes, as I was mentioning, we have some high school stuff for you coming up. And probably around 6:30, we'll have a report with Travis Wilson. Phil will be talking to Travis, I should say. Talking to Travis about tonight's playoff games. And then after all the games are all done, pretty much, hopefully they'll all be done by that time, by 10 o'clock, we'll have football Friday night, and they'll have a rundown of all the scores of all the games that happened on in Level 3 tournament play action in the state of Wisconsin today. You can hear that on WRCO tonight at 10, from 10 to 11 on WRCO.com. Also, and on the Civic Media app.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. The hit bars I don't like. We would listen to one more Silver Dollar, hanging out my Silverado down the road I love to ride. Wish I would've known that by now you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. I don't care how much they're biting, I won't even crank the boat. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your mama starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known if I'd let you be good and gone and you'd leave us. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. I don't wanna hear one more Silver Dollar. Can't take my Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see?
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I know I might look
on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life.